Greetings and welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the artistic excellence of Don Upshaw, music by conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen, maybe the eccentricities of Gesualdo, and of course, some oboe music. But let's get started with some music by Vaughan Williams. He was born in October 1872 with a Reverend Arthur Vaughan Williams as his father, and he was also related to the Darwins, Charles Darwin being a great uncle. He was born into a very privileged intellectual upper middle class, but Vaughan Williams never took it for granted and worked all his life and produced some marvelous works. He enjoyed the work of Sir Thomas Tallis, a 16th century composer, and wrote his Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis in inspiration. Vaughan Williams died in 1958, and this work was played in a memoriam at his concert in Albert Hall. We're going to hear a performance of his Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis for double string orchestra by the strings of the New York Philharmonic, with Dimitri Mitropoulos conducting.
Thank you. Thank you.
the lush sounds of the New York Philharmonic under the direction of Dimitri Mitropoulos and Vaughan Williams Fantasia on a theme by Thomas Tallis for Double String Orchestra. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next composer may hopefully have you intrigued. I'm speaking of Carlo Gesualdo, a colorful composer. Cannot argue that. Gesualdo was the Prince of Venosa and one of the most intriguing composers of his generation, as well as being infamous for some other felonies. He apparently murdered his wife and, well, we can't forget her lover after catching them in a compromising situation, and had his second wife filing for divorce several times. Interesting. He was, however, a very gifted composer. His 19-5 voice motets represent kind of a mixture of styles with some very unusual part writing at the time, which is best kind of, I will describe it as faintly bizarre and a little tad baffling. They were, however, very ear-pleasing and are still ear-pleasing to this day. Here is the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting.
Thank you.
The Haunting Sounds of the Oxford Camerata, with Jeremy Summerlee conducting. That was music by Carlo, the colorful Carlo Gesualdo. This next composer and musician, when asked at a younger age about his plans, he declared that he was going to become a composer who conducts his own works. And he seems to have done that very successfully. I particularly enjoy one of his observations when he quoted that a composition is either a drama or a piece of jewelry. Well, mull that one over. He is currently the principal conductor and artistic advisor of the Philharmonia Orchestra in London and conductor laureate of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. I am speaking of the extremely talented Esa-Pekka Salonen. And when Igor Stravinsky's former Beverly Hills residence, this is just a little by-the-by story, at 1260 North Weatherly Drive was put up for sale, Salonen did actually consider buying it. But after visiting the house, he noted that the indentations from Stravinsky's piano were still visible on the carpet and was too intimidated by the prospect of trying to compose in the same house where Stravinsky had written such great works as the Symphony in Three Movements, the Concerto in D for Strings, the Rake's Progress, and the list goes on. So that he didn't purchase the house. But you know what? For us, we're happy that he did continue to compose in another space. Written back in 1986, here is Esa-Pekka Salonen's Yatta No. 3. For cello. Thank you. Anssi Kartunen on cello and music by Esa-Pekka Salonen. And you're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with some music for voice, namely Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. Now, originally, Copland did not set out to write the song cycle, but later expressed, and I quote, "I fell in love with one song, The Chariot, and continued to add songs one at a time until I had 12. The poems themselves gave me my direction, one that I hoped would be appropriate to Miss Dickinson's lyrical, expressive language." Well, this lyricism is captured incredibly beautifully in this performance by American soprano Dawn Upshaw. Here is Going to Heaven and The Chariot.
Going to heaven, going to heaven, I don't know where. Pray do not ask me how, indeed I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven, going to heaven. As sure as flocks go home at night unto the shepherd's arm. Perhaps you're going to, who knows? If you should get there first, save just a little place for me, close to the tomb. Smallest robe will fit me, and just a bit of crown, for you know we do not mind our dress when we are going home. Going to heaven, going to heaven, I'm good. My breath. a little more at such a curious love. I am glad they did believe it, whom I have never found since the
The voice of Dawn Upshaw, and that was The Chariot, and prior to that, Going to Heaven. Those were two selections from Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. And it is that time for regular listeners. You may know it's oboe music time. And today, a special day, a tribute to all the parents who have sat through a recital, hoping and praying that their child will get through it okay. I can only think of my parents when, having won a youth division competition to perform a concerto with an orchestra intact, the day finally arrived. Maybe it was the silence of my practicing. I wasn't very good at that. Or not the best reed-making skills. Well, but the day arrived, and get this, we all survived. Today it remains one of my favorite pieces. And it was a very special performance, as I know my parents' love and support were behind it. So keep driving your kids to those music lessons. But I won't put you through my performance. Here is a professional to do the task. The work is Marcello's Oboe Concerto, and this is a lovely performance by Joseph Kiss. He's joined by the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a fabulous performance. That was Joseph Kiss, joined by the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra and the brilliant Marcello's Oboe Concerto. Now, this next selection came back out in 1992 when classical kind of met mainstream and collaborations were coming out by a lot of classical artists. Yo-Yo Ma is one of them, and he writes of this collaboration with Bobby McFerrin on the album Hush that, and I quote, "It is a musical celebration of the life from youth to old age. While in so many ways this album speaks to children, it is equally true that perhaps its central goal is to release the child and the adult." Good thoughts. So, from the CD Hush, here is some music by Rachmaninoff. the last breath of that. A lovely performance. Yo-Yo Ma joined with Bobby McFerrin, a great collaboration from a disc called Hush, and that was Vocalese by Rachmaninoff. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I thank you very much for joining me and listening. Till next time.